I want to preach to you a very important message and a very unique text. It is the youngest minister that is recorded in the Bible. The youngest minister by way of age, which is recorded in the Bible. I challenge you to think, whom do you think was the youngest minister? Let me take you to the Old Testament, to 1 Samuel chapter 2 and the verse 18. Samuel ministered before the Lord being a child, girded with a linen ephod. The linen ephod was, of course, the priestly garment which the priest was always clad in when he was doing the work of the Lord. And of course, Samuel found himself in the place of the priest, as we shall see. And he's the youngest priest that we read of in all the Bible who did the work of the minister and ministered unto those that came to worship in the great tabernacle of the people of God. I turn you to 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 8. And it says to me in that particular portion, the second chapter, or 1 Samuel, and verse 8. And it tells me this in that, or 1 Samuel, rather, chapter 2, and verse 18. And it says this, Samuel, there's the identity of this young boy, ministered. There is the work that this young boy took upon himself before the Lord. There is his authority for being the youngest minister. And then the Bible says, being a child, being a child. So here we have a child minister, specially anointed by God to minister in the holy tabernacle. He's the only young person at that age that was permitted to the holy sanctuary and was then given the robe or the dress of the preacher and priest, the linen ephod. Samuel, ministering before the Lord, being a child, God highlights this young man from his age with a linen ephod. Let me take you to many hundreds of years ago. And in the hills of Ephraim, in the Holy Land, the name of the head of the priestly leadership there was a man called Elkanah. And Elkanah had a wife. And the wife that I want to refer to, for he had two wives, but the wife I want to refer to was named Hannah. This great woman, Hannah, had a great difficulty, for she had no children. But she was so moved in her heart that she gave God a promise that if she would be given a child of promise, it would be. And she pled with God, give me that son, and I will return him to you, and you will have him for all the days of his life on earth. And that's very important. She wasn't going to give him up in heaven, but she was going to give him up for all the days of his life on earth. The blessed God of heaven heard the prayer of Hannah. And for God to hear a prayer is for God to answer that prayer. And Samuel was born to her, a young boy, and he was called Samuel. While he was still a very young child, she was taken by his mother to the tabernacle of the congregation in Shiloh. And instead of bringing him home, Samuel, we never have any mention of the fact he ever went home at all. He was absent. He grew up in absence. He carried out his ministry in absence from his mother and his father's house. Here we have this young boy. It must have been a powerful shock to those that came to worship that with Eli, the chief of the priests, and he himself, the high priest, had this young boy running behind his garments. And strange to believe it, the priestly garments were joined by another set of garments worn by Samuel, as for the smallness of his body, and he was dressed as a preaching priest. And of course, year after year, his mother brought him a new suit, and he surely needed it, because a child grows very quickly. And I'm sure at the end of the first year, and at the end of the second year, and at the end of the third year, and at the end of the fourth year, and so on, he was glad that the time came for Mommy to bring him a new suit. But Hannah not only brought him a new suit, but she turned him to a new life. And what a life that was to be. He was to be brought up every day in the attendance of the high priest. He was trained up in the atmosphere of God's house. So from his youngest years, Samuel went to work for the God of Israel in the priestly line into which he was born. Samuel was the youngest in the membership of active priests. Listen, Simon stood by before the Lord. No, Samson ministered before the Lord. What a wonder. A young child walking as a priest among all the adults and doing the work of the priest. And there we have Samuel, the youngest in the active ministry of priests. And listen to these words. Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 18. Here we have the youngest minister up to that date of the world's existence. And he was the minister of the living God. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 and at the verse 6, he was the young man, the youngest of the young, who was an active preacher of the gospel. Now let us think about this child minister. The high priest was called Eli, and a very close relationship grew up between Eli and Samuel. And Samuel ministered under the authority of Eli the high priest in the service of the great temple of God, then the tabernacle of the congregation. The Holy Scripture later on states this: suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Here we have the gospel text, which became the gospel pillar for the boy Samuel. Samuel entered into the glorious rest in his work, rest in the temple of obedience, under the care and instruction of the high priest Eli. His mother came to see him once a year. And that must have been a day that Hannah looked forward to. I will see my firstborn son. God had given to her other children. But once a year, she didn't mention any of them because she was taken up with the boy Samuel. And once a year, Samuel was in the tent of God, waiting for the coming of his dear mother. And he was clothed like the other priests. He was clothed as they were clothed, and that was with the linen ephod. And that had to do with the offering up of the sacrifices to God. Eli saw the supernatural type of this boy that he had taken in, who was the youngest of all the priests, and who was brought up under God's high priest, Eli. And he became the perfect, separate young man. You know why? Because he had always an ear for God's word. You know, he went to bed one night, and in the middle of the night, he was awakened. What woke him? The call of Eli? No. It was the call of Jehovah, the God of Israel. And God spoke to Samuel. God spoke. He got out of bed. He ran into the bedroom beside him, which was the bedroom of the high priest. And he said, "You have called me. What do you want me to do?" He says, "My son, I never called you." And this repeated, was repeated. And he said, "But you did call me." And then the older man knew that the voice was the voice of Jehovah, the God of Israel. And so he said to the young boy, "Samuel, go back to your bed. And when God calls you again, you say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" And sure enough, God spoke again. And he said, "Speak." But he didn't say, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." He just said, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." Why? Because he wasn't sure. But before the end of that night, he was sure. And it was God, the mighty God of heaven, had come from the glories of heaven to that tent, to that bedside, to that young boy. He didn't bring to him a pleasant message. It was a message of judgment upon Eli's unfaithfulness with his own family, and with the idolatry that was creeping into the religion of the people of Israel. I would urge the young people that are hearing me preach today, I would urge you, young man, young woman, you pray to be a Samuel to your generation. God calls the young people. And he's calling you now through this sermon. He wants you to become one of the early preachers with a Bible in his hand and the love in his heart for the souls of men. Mercy and forgiveness is a message of the gospel. Remember, little ones can shine for the Savior. Oh yes, little ones can work for Jesus. And it can be said of you that you minister, young man, young woman, you minister before the Lord, although you're a child, and you have the garment of the priest of God upon you. Oh yes, little ones can work for Jesus. But he or she must come to him first, to be ordained by Christ first. For Christ died for all the children of the world. Red or yellow, black or white, all are precious in the sight of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus died for all the children of the world. These called ones, no matter how they work for God, are given a task in the spread of the gospel, urging others to come and hear and see. Every child can be used of Christ to bring others to Christ. Young people, you don't need to wait. You are called by the Lord Jesus Christ now. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in our midst, he's standing today, lovingly saying, come. Young people, listen to the story. There was a little girl, and her name was Anne Gill. She was a wonderful little girl and learned to pray early in her young life. And Christ and her held dialogue together. She loved the Savior. But in her village, there were rough men and women, ungodly, and held under the net of the devil's rule. And she faithfully talked to them, but they all turned round and cursed her. And one morning she was doubly grieved, because a visitor tried to joke with her about her witness to Christ as a worker for the Lord Jesus. And she was broken hearted. And this man turned on her and said, do you see that man there? And he pointed out to her a man called Dan Hunter. And he said, Dan Hunter is the worst drunkard in our village. Go and work on him, young girl, if you're so holy and claim to know God. That young girl went home with a broken heart. But she decided after prayer that she would see Dan Hunter saved. And that would be her answer to the slanging march that was taking place in the mind of that other sinner. Now, at first, when she spoke to Dan Hunter, he was very, very angry. And he cursed and he swore at her and mocked her and laughed at her as she told him the story of the Savior on the cross. But as a wise young preacher, she went home and she knelt down and she talked it out with her Savior. And the Lord heard her prayer and instructed her to go again and again and again and to bring to that man, to bring to him the message of love. In other words, she was to love him to the cross, love him to the fountain filled with blood, and love him to the Lord Jesus Christ. And there came a day when that sinner who was so wicked, Dan Hunter, the drunkard, was changed by the grace of God. And he became a humble Christian. He not only became a humble Christian, but he became a special man of identifying how he was changed and who changed him and the wonder of it all. And what a wonder it was in that village that the man of ill repute and the man of sin and the man who was taken up by others and thrown at Christ in anger and said, if you're the great Savior, why don't you save that man? Well, God saved that man. And it was told that other men who had mocked the little girl as a messenger of heaven became gloriously changed. They were part of the reward of a faithful witness. And that faithful witness was the little girl. I trust that as young people listen to this message today, that they will come to Christ and ask Christ to make them another messenger, to bring to lost souls, to bring to them what? To bring to them the message of life everlasting. Oh, tell it around, let it abound. There's life in the risen Lord. And as many as receive Christ, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. I trust that those who hear this message and know not as yet Christ as Savior and Lord, that right now they will bow their heads and close their eyes and say in reverence and in penitence, I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary. May God do it for Jesus' sake. Amen and amen.